the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And I know you're concerned about some of the weather. We've got Hurricane Zeta. Thoughts are with everybody in Louisiana as they're recovering after the storm made landfall yesterday. And, of course, it is now wrecking the entire southeastern portion of the country, bringing rain that a lot of areas don't need, including around Charlotte. And there are tropical storm conditions expected in that neck of the woods. And people are saying, well, is this going to impact the game tonight between the Atlanta Falcons and Carolina Panthers? A hard and fast answer, no. Don't worry about it, because that storm system is supposed to be moving out of the area just in time for kickoff. Winds may be a little bit breezy at kickoff, but they are expected to diminish and rapidly throughout the entire game. So I don't think there's going to be hardly any effects from the remnants of Zeta in this contest. And as a result, we've seen the total, it's kind of bounced around a little bit of yo-yo action. It was as low as 49 earlier this week, Lundy, and is now back up to 51. Interestingly, Carolina, which was as high as a 3.5-point favorite, that has now been bet down to the Panthers minus 2. So give me a pick on the spread and give me a game score prediction, por favor.
First of all, I will say that the game score prediction will blow that number away. I think there's a lot of optional defense, and this is different than trying to play the option defense against like old school OU. When I say optional defense, we're talking about guys, kind of like watching fifth graders play soccer, when they're just kind of standing around kicking the dirt, picking daisies, things like that. Yeah, defense is going to be optional in this one. Brad, I am going to take 30-24 Carolina.
Yeah, I've got it at Carolina 30-27. I think it's going to be closer, but I do feel it's going to be a high-scoring affair. I think it is going to obliterate the total on the over, and I'm loving the value right now at the Panthers minus 2. Now, look, if you want to get in on any of that action for Thursday night football, you should do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. With so many storylines across both the professional and college sports landscapes, it's time to check out all that DraftKings Sportsbook has to offer. If you haven't tried the app yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. To celebrate the showdown in Happy Valley, DK Sportsbook is giving all new users a chance to turn $1 into $100 when placing a bet on either Ohio State or Penn State. Additionally, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up so you can't miss out on this can't-miss offer. Pick either Penn State or Ohio State, bet $1 on them, and cash $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code FTN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, let's get to today's Fade 5.
Number 5.
Props, and more props. We love them on the players here on FTN. And we're going to start off with two gloves, Teddy Bridgewater. And every time I see Teddy, all I can think of is like Teddy Riley. All I want to do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. Just shake your rump. And if you take the over at 280.5, he's going to do a little Rex and Effect act on the field against this Atlanta Falcons secondary. You do some shopping around, Lundy. This total's much higher at some of the other places, like at 283.5. I've seen as high as 285.5. So I think this is extraordinary value right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Six quarterbacks have gone over this total against this rancid Atlanta secondary this season. Now, Bridgewater, He went over in the first matchup, went for 313 and a pair of touchdowns. He's only gone over this number twice the entire year, but he has been highly accurate this season, QB3, and adjusted completion percentage within Joe Brady's assertive vertical attack, a 102.8 deep ball passer rating as well. And he's also number one in catchable passer rate. And when he got DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson, no Christian McCaffrey expected tonight. We're going to have to hold off and wait on him. Going to get a lot of Mike Davis in the short field, which is a vulnerable area there for the Atlanta Falcons. I think Teddy's just going to keep piling up the yards. And I think he's going to get over 300 again here in the rematch. Fade or follow Mike over 280.5 pass yards for Teddy Bridgewater at a -112 juice.
Well, I'll tell you, Brad, I actually don't think he hits 300, but I do like the value here. As you said, if you look across some of the books, there are folks that have this number higher than the 280.5. And so I like the value here where just automatically I'm catching a few yards just because of the differences across what everybody has set the line at. I like I said, I don't think he hits 300. I think this is like a 290, 295 game, which is why I think that value pick of having him at 280.5 is a big one for tonight. I do think he's got a lot of weapons. He can throw the ball to. Even without the CMC football factory on the field tonight, he is going to be okay. I'll take the over with Teddy Bridgewater, and I like catching those extra yards compared to shopping around.
No diggity, no doubt.
Number four.
All right, let's go to, hey, Mr. DJ, DJ Moore. Here is the proposed line at DraftKings Sportsbook. It is 67.5 receiving yards. And here's a popular theme for today's pot. Over! That's what I'm doing. You know, you and I both feel this is going to be a shootout affair. And DJ Moore had 93 yards in the first matchup. In fact, oddly, Lundy, DJ Moore has 93 yards on the dot in three consecutive games, which is kind of wild. But you look at this Atlanta secondary, as I mentioned, with all the specifics there. Yeah, they've also given up 8.6 pass yards per attempt. Yes, they've also given up 344.4 pass yards per game this season. They've also allowed the second most air yards per game, according to the FTN Daily Expected Fantasy Points tool. 10 wide receivers have gone over this total. And as I mentioned, DJ has really gotten locked in with Teddy Bridgewater after a slow start. Whether he gets Kendall Sheffield in coverage, who's giving up 2.77 yards per snap, or A.J. Terrell, who's giving up a 126.4 passer rating. I think more, maybe for the fourth straight game, hits 93 yards and coasts over this 67.5 total. Fade or follow.
Coasts over this number, Brad. This is, how in the heck is this number in the 60s? That's what I want to know. I think this is like a six catch 83, 84 yard game. Maybe not that 93, that magic 93 number that he's been hitting, but come on. 67.5, way too low for me against an Atlanta team that is just, they have so many holes on defense, not the least of which is the secondary. And so I think this is an easy one for DJ Moore to be able to blow away.
More money, more money, more money on DJ Moore.
Number three.
All right, it's time for our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Have no clue what exactly MKF is? Well, go to the site right now, MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Use that promo code FTN. And when you do that as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's player props, folks. It's just more or less, over or under on receiving yards, fantasy points, touchdowns, whatever is your pleasure. Load up on some of your favorite players there. You string them together with a couple of parlay action there to get two guys to start and go up all the way to six. The more you hit on more or less, the more you cash at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Again, use that promo code FTN to get a free $5 game on the house. Let's go to Maddie. Will it be not so nice or Matty Ice tonight? 288.5 yards through the air is the total at MKF. I'm actually taking the under here, Lundy. I think it's a little bit aggressive for me. You know, the first matchup, he was well under this number. 226, did not find the end zone, had the one interception on 37 pass attempts. But remember, he didn't have Julio Jones in that Week 5 game. But you look at Carolina, you know, their weakness is in the trenches defending the run, giving up 4.88 yards per carry on the ground of running backs. But through the air, they have been outstanding in coverage. Just a 6.3 YPA, 232.9 pass yards per game. And the second fewest air yards per game at 254.7. So even with Julio back, and of course you got Calvin Ridley and Hayden Hurst, I don't think Matt Ryan's going to sniff 280. I think he's going to be comfortably in the 260s with a couple of touchdowns. And again, that is a firm under on this proposed 288.5 pass yards total. Are you going to ride with me on the under? Matt Ryan, fade or follow?
I will follow on this one as well, Brad. I think this is an under. I think he checks in around 270 by the time we are done. I think the pass attempts are going to be there, but maybe not to the same level that he has seen. I know we'll talk about this guy in a minute, but from a running standpoint, you talked about Carolina in the trenches. We're talking about back-to-back games for Todd Gurley with over 20 carries.
Yeah.
And I think that that is a formula that Atlanta is going to stick with here. I think they're going to continue to hand him the ball. I think they're going to check that arthritic knee, see how it holds up. But I think that with the fact that against Minnesota, he had 20 carries. Last week against Detroit, he had 23. I think this is a trend that will continue. And if they continue to hand the ball off to Todd Gurley, takes away some of those attempts for Matt Ryan, and it brings that total down. So give me the under. I think it'll be Matty Nice. I mean, you know, from a fantasy perspective, Brad, clocking 270 and maybe a touchdown or two isn't so bad for a fantasy purposes. But with this at MKF, I'm going under on 288.5.
Yeah, put Matty on ice.
Number two.
All right, let's work in Julio Jones, who again missed the first match between these two squads. And the proposed total at DraftKings Sportsbook is 5.5 receptions. I'm actually going to take the over here at minus 125. You look at Julio Jones, he has been over in 3 of 5 games this season. 5 wide receivers have gone over this total against the Carolina Panthers this year. And if we expect this game to be such a shootout affair that we anticipate, giving his field stretching abilities, knowing the fact that, you know, defenses are also going to have to account for Hurst and especially Calvin Ridley, who has been the true number one wide receiver for the Atlanta Falcons this season, and Ridley went off actually in this first matchup with that increase in overall volume and workload. But I think Julio, you know, gets right around his customary 6-7 receptions on 9 to 11 targets, probably finishes right around 75-80, maybe 85 yards through the air, possible touchdown. But I think 5.5 is a little bit too low. It's probably why it's gotten juiced up just slightly to minus 125. And you got to put $125 down to get 100 in return. Feed or follow me on Julio Jones over 5.5 catches.
Well, you're right, Brad. The public feeling the same way as we watch this thing get juiced up. I'm on the over with this as well. I think he finishes with 7 catches. I think he's clocking 85 to 90 yards by the time this is said and done. And again, Calvin Ridley, you're right, has been the true number one, but that doesn't take away from Julio and his talent, and Matt Ryan knows that. He's going to continue to look his way. And again, shootout appeal means volume for receivers. And if that's the case, Julio is going to get his catches.
Crank it! With Julio Jones.
Number one.
All right, numero uno, my top tackle play here on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, Todd Gurley. Now, at some locales, this number actually opened up at 14.5 receiving yards. I think the books realize they made an enormous blunder because it got bet up immediately. And now the lines adjusted, including the one at DraftKings Sportsbook. But they still have one of the lowest lines, one of the softer lines in the industry presently at 17.5 receiving yards. And I'm still taking the over here. Look, Todd Gurley is getting more involved as a receiver out of the backfield. And in week 5 against this same Fighting Sir Purr's front, he caught 4 balls for 29 yards. Now, he ravaged this defense in the trenches for a buck 21 on 14 carries and a touchdown. But I think this is just too low of a threshold. And you look at what Carolina's done in short field coverage, and they have been largely horrendous. They have given up 8 receptions per game to the running back position, 57.3 receiving yards per game. 8 have gone over this number, including Todd Gurley, and I think he's going to, you know, at least duplicate what he did in the first matchup and take advantage of what the defense gives him. So give me the over firmly on Todd Gurley, 17.5 receiving yards at minus 112. Fade or follow?
I will follow on this one as well. You just talked about it. He went for 4 catches, 29 the last time these two teams played. Then since then, against Minnesota, he went for 20. Against Detroit, he even got 19 on a couple of catches. This is a number, again, what did we talk about? Todd Gurley with the 20 carries the last two games. But if you look at the last three games, he's catching the ball out of the backfield. Yeah. Follow the trend. Follow the way that this offense is starting to lean. And they have been utilizing Todd Gurley a lot. And it doesn't matter whether it's a handoff or catching the ball. Look at the trends, folks. And Brad is exactly right. I saw this just like you did. I saw this at a couple of places at 14 and a half earlier this week. And I was like, what are you doing? So, yes, it has settled in at 17 and a half, but even that feels like a safe bet.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm wagering on the arthritic knee. It's really holding up. That's a testament to modern sports medicine, I believe, and what Ty Gurley has been able to achieve.
Well, it is
season.
Halloween season, Brad. It could be Frankenstein-esque. Okay. You never know, all right? Yeah. Could be borrowing body parts from other people.
Yeah, it could be, but looking really good right now on the receiving yards total over. I even like the 1-2 on rushing yards at 63.5 on the over, though that's gotten juiced up a little bit at DraftKings Sportsbook. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow us on Twitter. Follow Lundy at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noise Hivos. Drop us a rating and a review. Would you please do so? It really helps bolster this program and its longevity as a whole. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to get 10% off your subscription today. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.